Also, UFC information was kind of cool, and the NHL was in meetings for 5.5 hours. So hopefully, something in that.
Yeah. Hopefully, who? What? Nobody around here cares, do they?
I care.
I do too.
I was gonna say you and I do.
Yeah, the three of us might like
it. And it's just about us.
Yeah,
come on.
It is. You're right. What did you? What is UFC? What does that mean?
MMA fighting.
Oh, and what are they talking about?
Playing up in Jerry World.
Speaking of MMA fighting, did y'all get tickets to Chloe's boyfriend's fight coming up next Friday?
Is that what the cartoon is in the?
Yes, Bubba Bush. The boyfriend of one of our very own here at Bryan Broadcasting will be in a mixed martial art little tournament down in Houston. So
now,
it's kind of exciting.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you can get hurt doing that, can't you?
Yes.
Scott, you can get hurt crossing the street.
Well, that's true. You can, but,
it was going to be a title fight, but then the guy he was going to fight tore his ACL.
Oh.
So now he's just fighting some other guy.
Some other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you are.
It's just one guy and beat up the other guy.
Yeah.
And they're just going to fight. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. They fight barefooted, right? I mean,
yes.
You know, you're liable to just climb up the hurricane. And that's when it's got the hurricane fence, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got that.
It's an octagon.
Yeah, of course it is. That's just well. That's the way it is in wrestling in Mexico too. Isn't it? Don't they do? They don't do like a.
They do octagonal, but they don't do it in a cage.
You're talking about luchadores.
Yeah, is that the name of the wrestler? Or that's what they call wrestling down there.
That's wrestlers are called luchadores.
Ah,
most of them
wear masks down there, don't they?
That's part of the excitement and the thrill.
Oh, I thought it was maybe because they owed taxes.
That's why I. It's why I wear a mask to work.
Is that yeah? Today she's wearing her destroyer mask. So,
El Vencedor.
They're thinking about doing UFC at Jerry World.
Yeah,
man. I mean, you could have a really bad seat there. You know what I'm saying?
Who would care? You just watch it on the big TV.
Oh, that's it. Okay, all right, and be part of the event, right?
Yeah.
And pay $8 for parking or whatever.
Oh, I bet you it's more than that.
Yeah, it probably is. Todd Kettler visited the Angels Gentlemen's Club in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Right.
Was he going to see dancers?
His
daughter works there, right?
It's a gentleman's club. Nothing but gentlemen are there.
That makes me want to puke.
Yeah, the club manager actually got suspicious when he saw the money that Todd was using because... Well, it was covered in red dye. In what world did he think he had accepted at the gentleman's club? Anyway.
Where there's dancers.
Yeah. After interviewing Todd, officers arrested him for a bank robbery outside Detroit. Other evidence from the robbery was also discovered. I guess he thought, let me think of the darkest place where I can go where they won't see the red dye on the money that I've allegedly stolen.
Well, he could have gone to a high-class restaurant instead.
Certainly.
It's awfully dark in there.
How do you walk up to the teller?
Info.
Say, hey, can I just have this in ones?
Yeah, here, please. Yeah, big stack right there. Yeah, because they probably don't put a dye pack in the ones,
That's
right?
What I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. To the train, the plane, a bus. My thought is he probably didn't think it through that far.
No, you're probably right. Yeah. It's going to be a good morning
meeting. We're going to have a great time today. November is National Hospice Month. And Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:18, and today is a bet and aid punster day.
That sounds exciting.
It does.
I love puns.
I'll see if I can find a pun or two that we can use today in honor of that. Also today,
as long as we don't talk about pundits.
And I don't think those two are really related in any way. It's just they use the first three letters.
I think she was trying to be punny.
I know. Yeah, very nice. National Parents as Teachers Day. Really, every day ought to be that day. Never miss a learning opportunity, you know? Just teach your kids something. It's not a bad deal. All right, what do we got?
Birthdays. Yep. Jack Osborne is 27 today.
That's Ozzy's kid?
Ozzy's kid.
Well, okay.
Saved a lady's life like a week ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
Tara Reid, who's nuts. She's 37 today.
Hey, yeah.
Parker Posey is 44.
Huh?
Parker Posey.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused, A Mighty Wind.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Little Brunette in Mighty Wind, which is one of the funniest movies ever.
That's a funny movie. I would agree.
Courtney Thorne Smith is 45.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jim Belushi's wife, and according to Jim. Gordon Ramsay is 46. And just for you this morning, because I know this is your favorite.
Is that some game show?
No.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Leif Garrett's birthday
today. Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
He is 51 today. Mary Hart.
Somehow I missed his career.
Yeah. Mary Hart is 62, and if I'm not mistaken, she's from Beaumont.
No, she's not. It's the other one.
Oh.
It's the other one who was on PM Magazine for a long time.
Bonnie Raitt is 63.
Yep.
And Morley Safer is 81.
Just 81.
Just 81.
Just 81. All right. Well, let's see. That's cool. Ricky Lee Jones. Who is that? Anybody?
Tommy Lee's kid.
Yeah, maybe. Patty Page is still alive. I didn't know that.
Really?
See, that's probably not a good thing when you see somebody's name and the first thing that pops into your mind is, wow, they're still alive. You know, they knew they were alive. Yeah, she's 85 years old. Good
Patty
for her.
Page. I'll be darned.
Alfre Woodard, who's an actress, is 59, and former Playboy CEO Christy Hefner. That'd be Hugh's little girl. You know, she's 60. You consider the age of the women who he's been married to?
Yeah.
And consider his daughter is 60?
Yeah.
Just do that creepy math, will you?
No.